Pause recording button.
Oh. Okay, so this is going to be two for the... I was going to joke this is going to be two for the price of one. Left off in the last boo with having the... This being the portafilter, which is the part where the baskets fit in. I'm going to just do a little sort of verbal... Ouch. Those pokey little pins are poking their way through the plastic. Verbal demonstration. Now, I had to order a new one of these because the lock on the old one was broken. It's a little plastic slider. Well, actually quite a big plastic slider. It looks quite substantially built. But it's designed so that the portafilter is basically a basket that the different sizes of filters will fit into. So you place one of these filters in there, and when it's in the machine, you don't have to worry about locking it down because it's the rim of the filter will press up against the seal of the machine. And there's three tabs on the end of this that interlock with three holders on the machine. But when emptying the old coffee grounds out of the filters, you can lock this in place, which you slide the slider all the way forward as far as it goes, and it slides right over the filter. It can move a little, but not much. And you take it and... I've just got something to my left, which I'm going to demonstrate, but you just sort of, you'd empty it by banging it against the side of whatever it is, and that would dislodge the grounds. So that's all the parts, or most of them, minus one. But, as I said, it's not the one that I typically end up using, so I decided to leave it. I could have ordered it right then, but I could always phone that order in. And if I decide that I'm missing it, if I discover that I hardly think about it, which is probably going to be the case, because I tend to like bigger espresso shots over the smaller ones, then I won't worry about it. So, that's that. Put this all together. Now, how does this relate to the next few days? I was actually going to use the flat surface of the dryer to set my espresso machine up on. But since I'm likely looking at the possibility at least of taking the dryer apart, which means the whole top of it lifts off, I've had a peek in there a few years ago. But I want to tear it apart that far and see if the motor's actually gone in there before I send it on its way. Because if the motor is gone, then in fact it's not worth repairing because I can get a secondhand dryer, possibly with delivery, that could run quite a while. There's these people called Fort Road Appliances. It's an appliance shop, and they... sold us our washer that we currently have, and we've had it since 2005. It's still running. So we will probably try to get a dryer through them and get that delivered, and then I'll be able to set this up. But the point is, yes, curiosity killed the cat, but I couldn't wait. I had to explore these parts, and then I'm going to change tactics and fix the dryer or do something about it. You know, it may mean waiting a few days and in the meantime sort of drying our stuff either by hanging it on stuff as we're doing now or going to a laundromat with a bigger load and using that until we go to this Fort Road place. Well, a combination of things. First of all, I look at the dryer to make absolutely sure that I can't personally fix it. Because if I can personally fix it, get it going a bit, even if it lasts a bit, I might do that. But in the interim, if I can't fix it, which I'm suspecting is going to be the case, just by the sounds that I've experienced, then I will go to Fort Road and we'll see what they have and what it'll take to get a new one brought in. Now, how does this all relate? Because I was going to use the dryer as a countertop, if you will, for setting up the espresso machine. I can't do that till I get that business settled. I could physically kind of plop things on and kind of get it going quick, but then I have to tear it all apart again. And
it's not really
fair. It isn't really worth it. So it's going to be a little bit of a work in progress. Something of a journey. But at least I got these parts in. And this one has that edge on it, too. It's like a little fin on the bottom of the portafilter. And for the life of me, I can't figure out what that does. I have absolutely no idea. Unless it's just something to help hang on to. I really don't know what that does. Anyway, I think I'll put this stuff back in its nice little Ziploc that they're kind enough to provide. Cup first, because it takes up more space. And a little scoop thing. Now, if I can get this around here.
Close. Button.
Not sure what that was. Probably you people listening to the Boo would hear it better than I. I'll deal with it later. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Anyway. At some point in the near future, I'll be able to set up my little espresso stand in the basement and be able to make nice drinks. But first things first, the dryer decided to assert itself in the meantime, or can't say much. We've owned it for 14 years. Well, almost 14 years. We've been here almost 14 years, and it was here when we were, so mm-hmm. It doesn't owe us a thing. Yep. With that said, I'm going to end this. Talk to you all later. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. Yeah. Once I find my pause key.
Pause recording.